Blessed Mother says, "Praise be to Jesus. My Son allows me to come once again to speak to all hearts and every nation in anticipation of the celebration of my feast day tomorrow. As a new year dawns over the face of the earth, my prayer is that all hearts will be convicted in the truth. You will be given the grace to see that all truth is based on holy love. For in this truth is the realization of all creation and salvation as well. When the revelation of this eternal truth comes, do not reject it out of pride or fear, but draw close to God and repent of your failures in holy love. Satan's strength is strong today, but temporary. You must be stronger than any evil, my children, and cling to holy love as your life preserver amidst the ocean of these evil times. As your mother and refuge, I am protecting you, protecting your faith and directing your footsteps along the path of righteousness. The world has slipped into moral degeneration, and God's commandments have become a mockery. You continue to have wars as a result of this disregard for righteousness. The year ahead holds no promise of resolution unless hearts embrace holy love. Natural disasters as well will visit many areas of earth due to free will choices. Do not be amazed, dear children, as what I relate to you today unfolds." Blessed Mother's second message this day at the 7 p.m. Rosary service. Jesus and Blessed Mother are here. They are both in brilliant white. Blessed Mother says, "Praise be to Jesus." Jesus says, "I am your Jesus, born incarnate." He continues, "If each soul were resolved to live in holy love, as they are called to be, you would have peace in the world. Violence and terrorism would abate, and the victory of our united hearts would quickly be ushered in. Pray for this. We're extending to you the complete blessing of our united hearts."